there are three repeaters plus a meshtastic node, or there were three repeaters plus a meshtastic node up on Wolverine Tower. The DMR repeater that was up there is going to get rehomed to NALBV's office on, like, Platt and Ellsworth. So that's going to give some amount of coverage. A lot of people use DMR, use hotspots anyway, so that's not a big loss, but whatever. It would be good to get that back up and on the air. The 220 repeater, I believe JWBATKL is going to just take that one home and stick an antenna up and keep the frequency there, but not try to link it with anything just yet. And then the main aero repeater, we're still looking for high ground for whatever that would be. There have been a couple of entreaties to various building owners to see what they have, and some folks working on it, but I haven't heard anything specific from the club yet. And then the meshtastic node, I think it's going to be opportunistic to figure out where the high ground is. That particular box was good because it had a cavity filter in it, so it could be next to 800 megahertz transmitters and still work out. Break for time. So I think the meshtastic is in some sense easier because it doesn't require that you coordinate quite as much, but also harder because WOTO was in such a good location that it had a footprint for a lot of things. I had talked last semester to Peter, N1PWC from the U of M club, about maybe putting a node up on one of the U of M EECS building rooftops. That's probably a spring or summer task, but that wouldn't give the south side coverage that the WOTO node had. WADMV, back to KE8OZ.